Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hey, you guys, we're back again. Welcome, welcome. If you're new here, hello, welcome. And if you've been listening, thank you so much. I appreciate the support and just trust the process. Grow with me on this journey. So today, you guys, I have a very serious topic that I want to discuss. And I think it's very relevant and important for me to touch bases on this topic. Y'all know that I'm going to be honest. I give y'all the raw and uncut inside of the entrepreneur lifestyle, what I go through as an entrepreneur, the real life, good and bad, it comes with entrepreneurism. So today, you guys, today I would like to talk about chargeback troubles and how chargebacks hurt small businesses. So basically, we're going to dive into the world of chargebacks and explore how they pose a significant challenge for small businesses. Basically, chargebacks are reversals of a credit card transaction, you guys, initiated by the cardholder, often due to fraud, dispute, or dissatisfactions with a purchase, okay? While they originally are designed to protect consumers from unauthorized transactions, chargebacks have become a double-edged sword for small businesses, okay? So today we're going to basically just unravel the impact of chargebacks on small businesses, the reason behind them, the ways that it can hurt these establishments. You know, us small businesses, we're all we have, right? I'm going to basically discuss the real life examples, examine the financial tolls that we intake, explore the potential and long-term consequences on us small business owners, and additionally, you know, explore the best practices to, like, you basically, like, nip it in the bud, chargeback risk and strategies to protect a small business, businesses from damaging incidents like this. So first and foremost, like I said earlier, chargebacks are reversals of credit card transactions, right? But let me put it in Google real quick. What is a chargeback dispute? A chargeback, let's see, Investopedia says, what is a chargeback? A chargeback is a charge that is returned to a payment card after a customer successfully disputes an item on their account statement or transactions report. A chargeback may occur on debit cards or on credit cards. Chargebacks can be granted to a cardholder for a variety of reasons, okay? So that is per Investopedia. I just typed that in on Google. And then basically, we're going to just kind of like dive into it now. So first and foremost, chargeback. Do you guys know why chargebacks are a thing? Have you ever done a chargeback? Have you ever done a chargeback that needed to be done? And have you ever done a chargeback just to do a damn chargeback with your broke ass? Think about it. Let's be real. Think about it. People do it all the time. People do it all the time and they don't really think about, you know, how it affects the next person. That's just society. Everybody is for themselves, right? But I don't really know why chargebacks are on a rise, right? Because when people have money, there is not really, you know, people not really doing chargebacks. When money is flowing, there's no reason to do chargebacks. People do chargebacks like the chargebacks that are, when I say people are doing chargebacks, the ones that they are actually authorizing, and then they're saying that they didn't authorize, you know, the fraudulent ones. I think it's because they don't have no money. You know, that's what I'm going to say. You know, reason why people are doing it is because it's various factors, but like I truly believe in my heart, and it's because motherfuckers are broke. They don't got no money. And if they do got the money, I mean, you wouldn't be doing a chargeback. I don't wake up in the day and be like, I'm going shopping, and then I get in my car and say, I'm about to charge back this shit. I don't think about that. I don't. Like, what? Why am I going to buy this shit? Let's be real about it. No, but I feel like because of like the rapid growth of like small businesses and like online just thriving, it's always been a thing. We're not going to act like it's something new, but it's growing. It's becoming a increase. Like during COVID, it was like no chargebacks happening. You know, people had money. People was throwing money like it was crazy. It was balling out of control, you know. But now it's like things are getting tight. We're in a recession, you know. So the changing of consumer behaviors, right? And then people are also emerging into that fraud type of scamming lifestyle. You know, all those different contributes have increased chargebacks based on small businesses. Okay, so I couldn't say like in particular why, but those are reasons why. And common situations that lead to chargebacks is more so like I said earlier, you know, a client, either they got someone's card and they just swiping it whatever, where they can run credit at. Two, you know, they're not satisfied with the product. Three, they don't have the money. And four, like they're just scamming. Like that's just what it is. But my thing is, you know, we're gonna talk about the impact that they have on our small businesses, the financial loss and the strain on cash flow. You guys, like, it's not cute. I mean, they're not worrying about it being cute. So I disregard I said that. Nobody's worrying about, is me doing this chargeback going to be cute or not? No, they just thinking about, I need to get this money back and I got my outfit, period. But, like, the financial loss and the strain on the cash flow that us small businesses have to face is just, like, it's just horrible. Because, you know, we have to pay for the item that you're buying. Then, you know, we have to pay for the processing fees for you guys to use the card, right? Because every time a card is used inside of an establishment, we pay for you guys to be able to use your card in our establishment. And then some people put those type of charges on the client. Like, they make the client pay for that. They put those fees in there. But for the most part, people don't do that. They just charge taxes. But, you know, we pay, like I say, our merchant for us to be able to take in these credit cards because we trust you guys to use credit or debit cards, right? And then not only that, we are paying for the product, paying for you guys to be able to use these cards in our stores. But then you guys do chargebacks, and guess what? We have to be charged because your broke ass is doing chargebacks. So it's just a lose-lose situation for a small business owner. Even corporations, but corporations, they're so, you know, big and they have money for fraud and prevention, loss and prevention, fraud department. Like, small businesses, we don't have that. Small businesses do not have that. And I feel like maybe, you know, we should start working on it, having an area for that. But, you know, it's not often, but it is a thing. It does happen. And I wish I could say, oh, you know, it's peaches and cream and there's never no chargebacks. But there are. There are. And no, we can't blast the customer, even though I know I sometimes I'm going to say maybe 40% of the time I could find out who the customer is. Right. I could run my cameras back. I could go through just previous transactions with that card. I could just do my FBI research. Right. And find out who the customer is and put them on Instagram and be like, oh, you broke ass MF. Or you broke ass bitch, you know, you done shopped in my store all these times and then you want to do a chargeback. Like, I could expose people, but I don't be wanting to do that because you just don't know how a person will retaliate. So as a business owner, you got to kind of keep it professional. But it's an impact on me and my business, right? Also, you know, the operational costs, like I said, for us to be able to do these things and the burden, right? The administrative burden, because we have to then try to fight the chargeback. We have to dispute these chargebacks. So then we got to come in with a chargeback letter. We got to come in with evidence. We got to have, you know, our I's dotted and our T's crossed. And most of the time, who's thinking, oh, this customer is going to do a chargeback? Now, I'll be honest. I hate to say this, but because I have clients that spend $500, $600, $700 because they're treating themselves like they're going on a vacation. And so I don't be liking to think, oh, because they're spending over a certain amount, they're going to do a chargeback. No, because we have girls that do chargebacks on $50. $50. Are you serious? Yes, $50. And then I have girls that do chargebacks on orders as long, big as $550. Do you get what I'm saying? A chargeback is a chargeback. It don't matter and it don't look like anything, right? It doesn't look like, it doesn't have a certain face on it. Like I tell you all the time, majority of my clientele is the black woman. I'm going to say 90% is the black woman. I'll say like maybe, I don't know what ratio I gave before, like percentage. But like maybe 8% is like white. And then like the other 2% is like whatever else is there, right? So I can't say, oh, it's a certain look, right? Because I would be being prejudiced or racist, right? Because it's not that. Anybody, I've had white girls do chargebacks. Like, I recently had a girl that I personally rung up because I was fulfilling, you know, I was fulfilling the orders. And I when I say that, it doesn't look like anything because I know that it's a stigma like, oh, well, it may be because majority of my clientele is black. That's why I have chargebacks. But it's like I've had white clients do chargebacks. It doesn't have a certain color. It's just humans. Humans. You know what I'm saying? That integrity just don't be there. Or they need the money. Or I could just do a chargeback. And I'm just like, damn. Like, I've had girls that I personally have literally rung up. Rung up. Helped them pick everything out. And then they charge it back. And it's just like, damn, bitch. I just did that. Now, you know, it's different when, you know, employees are at the store. And, you know, I'm not physically there, right? But I know that these girls are, you know, they're putting the card in the system. And they're doing X, Y, and Z to do everything, right? But when I actually see and I do the work and I'm checking them out, I'm like, really, bitch? All that hard work I just did, you want to do a chargeback? So then it's like, and then I'm not in the store, so like, I'm not going to know, you know, I can't remember that you did it because I'm not there. You're going to go back and shop again and again because it's I'm not going to see. I'm not going to know. And then the girls at work, they don't know that you done a chargeback. I'm not telling them, oh, you did a chargeback. The only way I'm discussing with the staff that someone is doing a chargeback is because if someone is like not issuing out a receipt or letting a client punch in their card number, like we don't punch in no card numbers. That's a whole nother extra fee to put in a punch card. You get what I'm saying? Like it's too much. So people don't think about the burdens and the costs that come with it that's on small businesses. And not only is it, you know, like I said, with the financial loss, right? And the operational costs that we have to go through to get everything done. And then the administrative burden as far as like getting all the paperwork in line, the camera footage if needed, the different documentation, right? But it also, it damages our reputation and credibility. If you get so many chargebacks, who's going to want to provide the merchant, I guess, not even software, but who's going to want to be your merchant provider? Right? Because I'm a producer and then I have consumers, but I have to have someone that wants to be able to intake my cash flow, which is merchant providers. No one's going to be able to or want to work with someone who constantly have chargebacks. And although I have physical brick and mortar and I make sure I stress that in every chargeback letter, these clients are coming in store. These clients are trying things on. These clients are physically buying them, right? It's my word against theirs. Is my evidence against what they see. And of course, the bank is going to side with their consumer, right? Like my merchant is siding with me. You know, you bank with a bank, they're going to be like, oh, my client said that she didn't buy it. And they're going to stick beside it. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks because it's like, where is that security level for our business? So then if we start to be like, you know, every time you do credit, like when you go in certain stores, they're like, let me see your ID. And basically... And I know it's going to come a time because this is going to become a time where they're going to have a software where you're going to have to scan your ID with your card. Like, shit's going to have to match. I know that it's coming, right? But, you know, we're not asking every customer to see their ID with, you know, their credit card. But now we're going to have to start doing it. You know, if you're doing credit, can I see your credit card? Verify everything because people are doing fraudulent things. And I mean, I've been in stores where you do credit and you know what they do? They write down your license number. Just in case if you did do a chargeback. And I don't want to have to do that because I've been in business, right? 6 years and I'm just starting to have like chargebacks like crazy. I mean, I've had them before, but like, you know, it's just been a rise lately. I'm gonna say this year, 2023, I've had probably more chargebacks than I've ever had. And that's me being honest. So since we talked about, you know, the reputation and the credibility, like, y'all, it's super important that us small businesses, we keep a good reputation with the merchant providers. They want to be able to trust that, you know, they could give us money. Like, not only give us money, like, I think I got to make it make sense for you guys, right? If you, right, you're there listening, right? If you was basically a bank and I'm processing my transactions through your software that you provide, right? You want to be able to trust that everyone that is buying from me, you know, that I trust them. So you trust me, right? So you see all this money that I'm bringing in, right? And then one day I might say, okay, well, you know what? Well, you see I've done good business for, you know, X amount of years and I bring in this amount of money. Can I get a loan for, you know, $400,000, right? Because I'm trustworthy. You know, you see what I bring in. You see the numbers I pull in, right? But because of chargeback, my ratio will go down. The amount of money that they would probably want to give me will go down. Well, yeah, we see these numbers you're doing, right? But we also see how many chargebacks you get. So it's just like, because people are doing broke shit, it messes with the business and the future for us to thrive. The future for us to be able to have credibility with these lenders. But people don't think about that. They don't think about themselves. And that sucks, right? So the reasons behind chargebacks, like I told you guys, is fraudulent transactions and identity theft. Where people are taking people's cards, they might be getting numbers off of like whatever website, scamming. Customers disputing, oh, I didn't get it, or it wasn't what it supposed to have been. Dissatisfaction. And mind you, they're shopping in store. Now, if it's online, that's different. But you got the item. You could have emailed me. But you want to keep the item. Misunderstanding and communication issues. Oh, they thought they were going to get this, but they got that. Like, nah, it's not like that when you come in the store. You're picking these items by yourself. All right, so that's the reasons, right? That's the impact, right? So then chargebacks versus refunds. A chargeback is what I've already told you guys. If you was dissatisfied, like if you ordered something online and you wasn't satisfied, if you communicate with us, right, we could just issue a refund opposed to you doing a chargeback. Like, it's not that serious. But people just be like, well, I can just do a chargeback with my bank. Oh, da 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 da. And it's like, we fulfilled the order. We gave you your item. We communicated. I don't know what's the issue. All sales are fine. We have a store policy. But they're still going to do what they want to do, right? So how do we handle, how do small businesses handle refund requests effectively, right? Well, with me, all sales are final so that I don't have to implement any type of refund policy other than all sales are final. So with that being said, you cannot get a refund. You cannot get an exchange. And although we may have this printed, laid out in stores, online on a policy, on the receipts, told to them, they're still going to do chargebacks. So basically, the only thing we can do, right, as small business owners, improve customer service and communication, right? Make sure customer service is top tier. Let them know all sales are final, right? But also try and strengthen the fraud detection to prevent the different, you know, fraudulent transactions happening. And it's just like, how do you do that? I really don't know. How do I strengthen it other than asking to see an ID with their credit card? I mean, that's the next step, I feel like, right? But I feel like even though we do that, right, they're still going to dispute it and say that it wasn't them. You get what I'm saying? I could ask you for your ID and credit card and verify, okay, this card matches your ID and this ID is you. And then you get in your car and say, oh, I didn't make that purchase. It's my word against yours. It's no real reason or no, it's, I don't know. That's a question that we need to figure out as small business owners. How do we strengthen, you know, fraud detection? How do we do it? How? That's the real question. Got to think about that. And like I said, basically make sure we're very clear on the return and refund policies. All sales are final over here. So then it's like, you know, choosing the right payment processor for small businesses. And like I'm currently with Wix and I use Clover. So it's like, and when I talk to Wix about it, I'm just like, what can y'all do to help me or how can we make things better? Right? They don't really have no real reasoning behind it because it's in brick and mortar. There's no real reason behind it. You know, we just got to deal with it. We have to deal with it. And y'all, when I tell y'all, it's so annoying. And it hurts my feelings because I just be like, damn, y'all. Like, I'm working so hard to be able to, you know, give you guys the it girl shit. And then y'all want to come and shop and buy it and then say y'all didn't get it. Like, seriously? And then if I get to a point where I'm like a all cash type of, you know, cash transaction type of business, people going to hate me. If I put an ATM in both of my stores and I be like, it's cash only, they're going to be like, why? They're going to whoop and holler, why? Oh, use your, you know, take the cash out. Then you got to pay the ATM fee. Then you got to pay your bank to take the cash out. You get what I'm saying? So it's just going to cause friction in the business. But you can't dispute cash. Cannot dispute cash. So it's a thought thing, right? It's a real thought thing. And like I said, I deal with it. Like, I've had girls come in and, I mean, and like I've told customers, like, when I'm in a store, it's certain things that I know what to look out for. Because if you come in a store, you buying all kind of shit, you don't care about the size and everything, I'm going to start to look at you funny. I'm be like, nah. When I, you know, it's just like you, some people just move like they doing certain stuff. But when I tell you common sense is the common, and I'm not going to say common sense is the common because I already said it, but it's like some people just don't know what to look out for. Because I could be like, when a person is spending a lot of money and then they just buying any shit that don't even make sense, like, you know you can't fit that. Or, you know, women buying the same outfits and two different, in the same colors. Like, are y'all trying to be the double men twin? You overgrown, you know, like, come on now. I just know to look out for things. And I've had so many experiences. Like, it's certain things I could look out for. But like I said, I've had girls come in. And I feel like when I say that, it's certain, like, when people are making 1, 2, 3 charges in one, you know, setting. Oh, they charging $350 here. Then they doing it again. $150 here. Then it's like, really? That don't make no sense. It's like, it's a no for me. It's a no. Because then, like I said before, I've had people come and shop with me, and I'm the one to check them out and they're done the chargeback. Because I know, you know, the order, the date, the time, and I know what I sold. So basically, y'all, you know, they have long-term consequences from chargebacks or small businesses. You know, it have potential impact on a business growth and stability. And it's sad because y'all are hindering the future. Seriously. And for the most part, like I say, if you have done it, you should be ashamed of yourself. And if you know someone that do it, you know, I tell people all the time, and I might be wrong for saying it, but I just be like, take that shit to corporate businesses. Go away. Go to the big stores where it ain't hurting them. And I hate to say it, right? But don't do it over here. Like, everything counts in small businesses. Everything is counted for. Because then if we close down and there's no more of us, right, then you're going to be stuck at shopping in Rainbow. You get what I'm saying? It's like, damn, let us live. Or y'all going to just be stuck on shopping online and y'all know what you're going to get until you get it. So, y'all, moral of it all is don't do chargebacks. And if you got a broke friend, tell them stay inside, stop shopping. Like, it's just not okay. It's not okay, y'all, at all. I really just be wishing, you know, people could go to jail for it. I ain't lying. But they can't. They can't go to jail for it. And who decides to win the chargeback? Basically, the issuing bank. Like, whomever you bank with, like, the person that's doing the chargeback, their bank decides if they want to, you know, reverse the chargeback or uphold the chargeback. And that sucks because it's their client that's broke and lying. How you do a chargeback way from 2 months ago? Girl, you starving. Gotta be. You said you went through your bank statement and said, oh, I'm going to do this chargeback. You starving. Girl, that's sad. But yeah, you guys, please stop doing chargebacks. For real, for real. Please, I'm asking y'all nicely. Chargebacks hurt our small businesses. And I'd be wishing I could fight people for doing it, but I can't. So, till next time, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Mwah.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.